Okay, this is December, and again, I've got some pretty good sessions in December. So, this is not from one of those good sessions. This was dashing down to the beach. I think we'd been out all day, and it was just looked like a nice sunset. So, it was an opportunistic moment. I managed to sneak away while I think my wife was feeding my daughter. So, I dashed down to literally the closest bit of ocean to where I live. It's not big enough to surf. This is maybe a foot or something. And I'd taken a few photos of the sunset, and done some kind of panning shots of the swell. Not very big swell, but with those kind of panning blurry shots, it doesn't really matter as long as the light's good. And then it just started breaking on this little shelf of rock. This is just super shallow on this rock, and the sun was reflecting in the background and shadow and lighting through. And I've just experimented a bit with some longer shutter speeds, and this one ended up being my favorite. So, as you can imagine, it was with the Sony A6000, 210 mil. So it would have been the Sony 55 to 210 mil lens. I'm pretty sure I had the Olympus Tcon 17x extender on it as well to get a bit closer. I'm pretty sure anyway, because this is quite a I haven't cropped this one at all. This is kind of as it came out of the camera, I think. So 210 mil might even have been more than that with the converter on. Could have been 357 or whatever it is. F13, because I was in shutter priority at 1/5 of a second, so that slowed it right down, and gave me a pretty narrow aperture. ISO 200. Obviously, don't need much ISO because I'm letting in so much light with that shutter speed. But yeah, just another example of something you can't see with your eyes. You wouldn't be able to. This isn't something you see, maybe unless you're mega drunk or something, and then you might not remember it. But yeah, this kind of blurry. You can still tell what it is. You can still tell what time of day it is, and I know where it is exactly. And it brings me back to that place. But yeah, you see the shape, you see the movement, you see which way the spray, different bits of spray is going. You see the little ripples over the rocks in the foreground, and the bright section at the top, which is, lets me know it's sunset. And yeah, lots of lovely stuff going on in this one. Possibly, I've definitely got some different shots that are more kind of classically cool surf shots, but I like this one a lot. So that was taken on December 28th, 2016, and it's my final photo in my series of 12 favourites. Learningsurfphotography.com. Sorry for going on and on and on. I'm going to cut myself off there and head to bed. Thanks very much.